We're adjusting to life without Gary Ablett Jr. And thinking about interest rates and our good supporters at Intuitive Finance, Sandringham, if you don't want to have to adjust to life after those beautiful interest rates, we'll give them a call. See what I bloody did there? Or draw paralytics between the Gary Ablett situation and Intuitive Finance, our wonderful supporters. There's a banner on the website, or go to www.intuitivefinance.com.au. Great supporters.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. Round 17's gone, round 18's to come. 2 rounds before the Supercoach and AFL Fantasy Finals kick off, I'm here as always with my good mate, Pooter. Higo Higginbotham, how are you, son?
Oh, very well, thank you, Jock.
Crouching one, looking very well and great to see you here, mate.
Welcome. I once say, welcome, all prick, help my team.
Yeah, that was great. The community just reached out to you, didn't they, mate?
Yes.
How'd you go?
Many men want help me.
Where's your rank going to go this week, mate? You going north or you going south?
I'm not sure, Mr. Jock. Few assholes stuff up, but I once say, Crouching one do very different trading.
Yeah.
Every man say, oh, crouching one do this, do that. Crouching one do very different.
Tell us the trade you ended up deploying, mate.
I turn Gary Ablett into Bradley Crouching, son.
Brad Crouch.
Yes, welcome.
Talk us through it, son.
Unfurl
that beautiful brain under the audios.
To get Mrs. Tiger in bedroom.
The love, mate, yeah.
No point crouching one do same trade. Yeah. I want left field.
Yeah.
0.32% team, Bradley Crouching one.
Or 0.32%.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And what did he score?
107.
You're a bloody genius.
Welcome.
So you reckon there is scope for him to...
I make 250 grand off prick. Save me trade.
And what are you going to do? You're going to use that to upgrade someone else next week?
Yes, I get Sam Mitchell next week. Beautiful. I piss Robert Murphy off.
Yeah.
Sam Mitchell. Welcome.
Yeah. What about Grimes? You got Jack Grimes back this year?
Yeah, maybe upgrade him too with all the cash.
Yeah. You could do both. If you got 250, you could knock them both on the head this very week. Well, look, I want to talk to you about some of those blokes today, Pooter and Crouch. That are just flailing a little bit and we want to upgrade, but we've got someone very special, haven't we?
Yes, it is time to introduce our special guest to the Jock Reynolds Flapping Tarp Studio. Not uncommon for people in times of need to lean on the great Jock Reynolds.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be with someone while they're up and running and, you know, be mates, but it's when they need assistance and when they need to be shackled at someone's bottom, they will have to bring them in, and we're here with Brian Taylor, who's had a hard weekend. Look, probably fair to say you've made a mistake, mate, and you've come here to try and recuperate in the bungalow. Where are you at right now, mate?
An all-time low! Boy, oh boy, wowee!
Here at the community, the Flapping Tarp Studios, Brian, we accept all types.
We encourage all types, just accept them, we love them.
We are positive. Was it a deliberate slur upon the homosexual community, Brian?
No!
Oh, welcome, Mr. BT. Let's talk super coach down.
Yeah, that's what we're about here, mate. Just relax. You've had a bad week, just relax,
maybe,
mate.
You work on this podcast soon and Jock take your job. Many men want Jock take Channel 7 job.
Look, I am in discussions. I will, however, say that I'll never neglect my fantasy bloody football community. So, McAvaney committee trying to take me out for bloody lattes and all that over the weekend. Sorry, Brian, they are, mate. That's the truth, and you need to know that so you can move on. But it's all about me bloody community.
Okay, let's talk.
Let's be bloody clear on that.
You, Mr. BT, you say me one man you want trade your team this week.
My boy Mitchell.
Ah, this good trade. I think.
Very good trade.
Yes, Crouching one do this trade also.
Absolutely. I think we should discuss, boys, the ruck situation, because Aaron Sandilands, owned by 72% of teams. That's practically every bastard in Australia has him. His last three, he scored 86, 76 and 87. He'll be about 510 grand. He'll have a big break even, so he'll go further south. I think the decision needs to be made now. If you've got trades, this is the week you need to decide whether you want to move Aaron Sandilands on. I don't think there's any reason why you'd want to hold on to see. Zach Clark outplayed him. Aaron Sandyballs played second bloody fiddle. Gentlemen, what are we thinking about Aaron Sandyballs?
Very valid conversation, Jock. I can see a rest on the horizon, particularly the Brisbane away game.
Mm.
I can see an outstanding run of form from Goldstein, Jock.
Yeah.
Scores of 122, 95 and 166.
Mm. He's up around 570 grand, though, gold member. That might scare a few off.
Yes, yeah. Jock. Will Minson, almost a direct swap, who has scored of similar ilk to Goldstein, 113, 94. 108.
Mm, 515k. He had 39 hitouts on the weekend and probably at least matched it with Dixon and Zach Smith from Gold Coast Suns. The old skin flute, the flautist, could come into plenty of teams.
Bloody many men still have Stefan Martin.
Mm.
Luenberger do Inja.
Yeah.
Maybe you just piss Sandy off. For spud luck, make shitload cash.
And what are your thoughts on Stefan Martin crouching? He's doing it consistently week in, week out. He had 24 possessions as well as 25 hitouts. Yeah. Doesn't look like Luenberger's coming in. Can we slot Stefan Martin into a ruck two position, as you say? Potentially go with Sam Jacobs and Stefan Martin as your main rucks, potentially with a Ben Brown as backup in your ruck for the rest of the season? Or is that risky?
The game is a game of risk, Jock. Those with trades definitely consider this option. Those low on trades, also worth considering.
Mm.
Making cash from the Sandyland trade will save trades in the long run. I see Stefan Martin playing out the year in the number one ruck role, averaging, as he is, close to 100.
I agree, mate. Brian, we know you love your fantasy football, mate. Do you have your eye on any particular ruck? I know we talked earlier about the possibility of trading out Aaron Sandilands. Do you have any options in mind, mate?
Don't doubt Big Boy McAvoy!
Well, it was good to see McAvoy back, Brian, and he came back with a 99. 15 possies, 24 hitouts. You'd say he got beaten soundly by Sammy Jacobs, but you could say he just came up with 100 supercoach output against the best ruckman in the league at the moment. So 450 options, so you're going to make 60 grand or go and Sandilands to McAvoy. What do we think, gents?
Big Boy!
Don't get too carried away, Brian. I have my own research to say that Segler is now number one ruck at Hawthorn.
Mm.
His tapping work has been exceptional. I see him tagging with a Big Boy McAvoy.
Yeah.
Scores being reduced. I think McAvoy is a risk, Jock.
Mm.
Okay, Mr. BT, you say me your team. You look go deep in final, same like Jock.
Get it as deep as I can.
Yeah, good on you, mate. You do want to go deep into September with this thing, mate. Now, other players, we talked about Sandilands, gentlemen, who does seem to have hit a wall. What about up forward? I actually moved Chad Wingard this week with a bit of war chest I had. I swung him into the guts and turned him into Rory Sloan. He's come up again with just an 81, one goal. He's only 385 grand now, and he's only averaged 63 over his last three. Where are we at with Chad Wingard? I know like 20% of the competition own him, and he's one of these players that really is staining the jock of a lot of people out there.
Yes, Jock, not a moment too soon for mine, passing him on. I thought at Eddie had, he had every chance against the Tigers.
He did.
Fell right away, and yes, has dropped 150,000, still owned by 20% of teams, and now at that awkwardly priced 385.
Mm.
Still, those with trades in hand, I feel we must get rid of Wingard.
The kid's planning for the future. This is why it is critical to have a little late season war chest. You hit crouching, you've got, what, 250 grand there?
Ah, yes.
I had about that. It's so that you can pick these spuds off towards the end just to really make your team cherry ripe. It's bloody important, isn't it, boys?
Ah, this is really important. You say me, 385. Who'd best man pick? You not Hello Parker? Maybe you use cash for him?
You need Parker. If you've got a bit of a war chest, you have to get Parker. Boomer Harvey is almost a must.
Jock, yeah. It appears Robbie Gray may be missing next week. Port play the first half of round 18,
yeah,
suffered a late concussion. Some may be running with Wingard as their F7 loophole.
There's a bit of a backup, you reckon?
Yeah, which is feasible.
Well, he does provide that loophole as well, doesn't he?
And they have quite a difficult run home for mine.
Mm. If you had gigantic spuds, you could consider Shannon Motlop. He's come out of the woodwork. He's just a bit over 500 grand, but he's averaged about 125 over his last three. What size testicle, when we're talking on a scale from sort of walnuts up to cantaloupes, what sort of size are we looking at?
Maybe BT, say me how big they need to be.
Puffed up like a blowerfish.
Oh yeah, blowerfish. You know, I had the anthology about mine being a mango size, but gee, a blowerfish is a good size as well. Good descriptor. Because I've probably got a few more of the, it's a bit spotty.
Agreed. Jock, we have Wayno on the line.
G'day, Wayno. How are you tonight, son?
G'day, fellas. Oh, how's Crouchy going, fellas? Is he bloody going off his tits or what after the Tigers had a bloody ripper win?
Ah, welcome. I very happy, man. We win every game. We finish bloody ninth. Welcome.
Hey, fellas, a few upsets this round in games and also some bloody crap scores for some players, fellas. Bloody Pendlebury on him as captain.
Yeah, aren't we just reminded about the beauty of Gary Ablett and how much we're going to miss the kid.
The absence of Ablett creates a new strategy to the game. Importance of VC loophole options and potential captain picks makes this game all of a sudden exciting.
There's layers of interest that have been added, haven't there, Peter?
That's what I reckon, fellas. It has made it a bit more sort of interesting because you've really got to have a good hard think and everyone sort of changing it up.
And I think that estimation about our vice-captain loophole, I had Sam Jacobs score 110 on Friday night. I was putting some good consideration into taking him. I think lots of people are over-conditioned for high captaincy scores, and I think we really need to make a big adjustment, Peter.
Agreed, Jock. Mm. Now my limit is 115, Jock. Would happily take a VC 115, and some may scoff. Those people, unfortunately, preconditioned in the Ablett era. Yeah. In the Ablett era, 115 would be scoffable.
And even Pendlebury, yeah.
But we see with Pendlebury, an 84 for those that went with Pendlebury.
Having said that, though, Pendlebury only scored under, 115 three times for the season. And this just happened to be one of them. So maybe we're going to, after being overestimated, maybe we'll underestimate because of Pendlebury scoring under what would be normally his average. I'm Jock Bloody Reynolds, Peter. You're looking at me. I know you're impressed, mate.
Your mathematical know-how is of upper primary standard, Jock.
Thank you, mate. Now, Wayno, how do you see it, mate? Have you had a look at the lay of the land coming into next week?
I'll tell you what, fellas, I've got bloody rough-headed before, Lord. I'm kicking him to the curb, that's for sure. Mm. If you had him in your side, would you piss him off?
Yeah, good old Lekdog called in as well with this question too, mate.
Gee whiz, Jock. When both my bench players in Ambrose and Lloyd outscore Roughhead, it's hard to keep him around. I love the man. I love him. He's got big upside, but he's making it hard for me.
Crouchy's got him in.
I have him, my side. You not piss him off.
Well, he's only averaged 76 over his last three games, crouching one. 68, he's only had one ton in his last eight games. 450K, so there's enough cash there if you want to move him on to someone else.
Okay, you have enough trade, piss Roughhead off.
Yeah.
You play shit game. You need
It'd be luxurious, wouldn't it?
Yes, Roughhead proven premium.
Well, what are you thinking, Wayno? Are you going to stick him out or what?
No, I'm pissing that stupid red nut right off. I've had him all season. He's done crap except for that big 185 he got. But other than that, he's done crap all. So I've had gut fall and come into finals. I don't want a big piece of crap like him stinking up my forehead.
Wayno, what are you going to do with him? Yes, who would you go to? I cannot see, apart from the likes of Parker and the mid-forward swingers, being any more reliable than Roughhead.
Well, Boomer Harvey, if you haven't got Boomer. Where are you going, Wayno? The community's there with little doe eyes just listening, waiting for the wise words of Wayno.
Well, I've already got Parker. I got Parker a few weeks ago. He's been champion. I don't know. I haven't got Dustin Martin.
Wayno, how many trades left, mate?
Six. I'm going to do one each round. I'm going to do, I think I might do two this one and then try and not trade at all until sort of finals.
Okay, Wayno, you say me hot tip, please.
Because it's Wayno's hot tip. It's dynamite. Wayno's hot tip. Oh, he'll get it right. Wayno's hot tip on the Jock Reynolds show. Wayno's hot tip. I'm ready to explode.
This guy, you definitely got to get in. Even if sideways trade, I don't care what you do. I got Birchall in the back line, and I'm just doing a straight swap for him to Sam Mitchell. Fellas, what do you reckon?
Oh, Sam Mitchell. Yeah, work on my team. I do this trade too. I think every plick do this trade.
He could be one of the most traded in players of the season this week. Crouch.
$420,000. He average come home maybe 110 plus in a desperate hot on team.
Yeah.
Hot on team. He start middle many time.
And he's $140,000 cheaper than he was day dot as well. I can't see any reason why I wouldn't go Sammy Mitchell. Higo, you said last week, if he scores 100, he'll drop to $420,000, and here he is. He scored 100, and he's down to $420,000, you magnificent prick.
Yes, Jock. Yeah. The argument against Sam Mitchell will be the point of difference. However, those without trades will not be able to gather him up.
Mm.
But yes, I do agree, Wayno. He is a definite trade-in this week.
What about you, Brian? Can you think of any significant arguments apart from that point of difference around why you would not bring Sam Mitchell in?
Talking to
them,
fellas?
We have BT, Brian Taylor, in the studios, Wayno. Any questions for the great man?
Do you reckon you still have a job tomorrow or what? I reckon you're a big strife. Have you ever, got pissed with Uncle Jock and gone out with him and stuff like that, you know?
One of the biggest benders I've ever seen in my life!
It was a big one, wasn't it, Brian? Wayno? It's always wonderful to hear from you, mate. I assume you're going to bring in Sammy Mitchell, mate?
I'll definitely bring him in, fellas.
Good on you, mate. Always wonderful to speak to you, Wayno. See you, mate.
Bye, Wayno.
Always great to hear from Wayno. Crouching one, you obviously are tickled bloody pink today after what Richmond did to Port Adelaide. Did you extract any fantasy significance out of the game, Sean? Now that you're rapping about the old Tigers.
Slipper, say me, Mr. Jock.
Welcome. Crouching one, hope for Slipper. Wah!
Okay, I watch game. I watch game with Slipper in front of fire. And Jack cut all hair. He have shaved hair, good sensible hair.
It looked all right, the old Jack.
I say Slipper. You say me, Jack Riewoldt. He come home strong. Why, GW at St Kilda, maybe in Grand Final Sydney.
Essendon, first final.
Yes, bomber. He good pick. You say me this, Slipper. Slipper, wink me. Say, Riewoldt, last year Richmond. Welcome.
Riewoldt, last year Richmond.
Yes.
What's he going to retire?
No. I get Slippers. I look Slippers straight in fluff. You say me this. What you say me? Slipper? Say me, Jack Riewoldt. He gone from Richmond next year.
He's gone. You reckon he's flying the coop next year?
Yes,
he You've had some intelligence.
Yes, Slipper say me, Riewoldt go Collingwood. And Slipper also say me,
Jack Riewoldt to Collingwood.
Yes.
Hell.
Slipper say me. You hear first from my Slipper.
I know you've got intermingled intonations with the Richmond Hoyrack Football Club.
I hear bloody some whisper. And Slipper also say me, 4-4-3, you piss Wingard off, you get Riewoldt in. Welcome, my team.
Well, thinking about a bloke who's trying to, you know, like you have a rooster that fluffs all its colourful feathers out and starts prancing around the fowl yard to try and impress the chickens to have sexual intercourse.
And then take off feather and get job done.
Yeah, he is going to be like prancing around to try and get his price up. If you're saying he's going to Collingwood and he's doing the negotiations, he's going to pull his bloody finger out and go large for the rest of the season.
Very interesting.
I'm just trying to think of the effect that might have on the Richmond forward line. You know, you'd think that Vickery would get more space, but you'd think Jack Riewoldt leaving would, I don't know.
Makes the opening even bigger!
Yes. Exactly right. Are you considering a Jack Riewoldt for your team, BT?
He's Iron Man!
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say he's iron, man, but I reckon he could come home with a bit of a wet sail. I'd have to agree with you on that one.
High risk for mine, Jock. A
little bit of rookie action up forward while we're still sort of fluffing around the forward line. Dean Towers at his first game. He's a forward mid, just a nine posies, 123 grand for Sydney. But, look, you'd reckon with Hanbury coming out, you think his job security wouldn't be very assured, gentlemen?
Yes, we are looking for pure bench cover, pure cash downgrades. Almost valid to take a downgrade into a slightly higher priced player to ensure coverage. Many actually running with fallen primos as emergency loopholes, Jock. Yeah. In terms of midfield, Dane Swan, Jock, we must discuss Dane Swan. He is owned by still 15% of teams, scored a 66, is now at 435.
Time to piss him off. 9 games now without a ton. That's about when I bloody bought the bastard in. He's still 435 grand, so there's at least some sort of scope to upgrade him to a super premium. Last 3, he's averaged 75. He's dropped almost 200 grand this season. I've had a gutful. If it wasn't for the fact that I needed to do an Ablett trade last week, I probably would have pissed him off last week, but he survived for an extra week. He's given me 66 and I'm going to show him the door. Quite frankly, I've had enough, Peter. You're looking at me with that doubtful, yeah, he might come back and you'll regret it, but nah. If I'm going to go into Supercoach finals with a robust team, I can't have someone like Dane Swan. He's been moved forward. They're playing him forward. He's not getting any rotation through the midfield, and I think he's spent. Chuck a fork in him.
Hey, a little bit like Gary. Past legend, fallen legend. Yes, I'm thinking maybe next year, no Gary. Swan, now irrelevant. You think, what you think, BT?
Conjures up thoughts of Montagna.
Yeah, well, Montagna has crashed and burned as well. Gentlemen, in my situation, next week, I suppose I'm looking at, I'll probably go Jack Grimes up to Sam Mitchell, which will be a small jump. And with the rest of that chest, I'm going to go Dane Swan up to someone else. I'm not really sure who I'll skip up to. The other thing I've got is Miles, who I bought in. He's now made about 200 grand. Scored 95. He's not dropping off. He actually got tagged today. He's now 450 grand. That's my other conundrums, is whether I go Anthony Miles and upgrade him or Dane Swan. Right now, I'm thinking I might even keep the Miles boy and piss Dane Swan right off.
Yes, valid call, Jock. Mm. We can see Collingwood possibly struggling. Adelaide Port to come. Mm. Hawthorn in your grand final. Miles being tagged. Unbelievable, Jock. Unbelievable.
What a kid.
Stevie J at 544.
Well, that could be a target for me this week. I haven't got Stephen Johnson. Thank you, Peter.
Stephen Johnson with GWS Carlton and Brisbane in the run home. Mm. Looks to be coming back to his best.
Well, he is. He's averaged 123 over his last 3 games. He'll be about 544 grand, so I don't know yet. I'm either going Swan or Miles up to Stevie J. I'll be interested in the community shorts. Liberatore also, his price dropped another 10 grand for those without Libba. Griffin was crook. We know Griffin should come back next week, would you think, Peter, and that Libba should take off where he left off. So I would have thought people that didn't have Libba at 550 grand, that's a very good buy-in option.
Agreed, Jock. Yeah. He is a contested beast, still scored over 100 without Griffin. Griffin expected to be back into that team. Liberatore, an excellent buy-in at 550.
Yeah, I completely agree. Look, Brian, how are you finding your first podcast here in Flapping Tarp Studio? Are you getting amongst it and you're feeling good about the thing?
Really suck off this sort of enthusiasm.
Oh, this crazy. This why you get in trouble, BT. Really suck off. Some men think rude. Some men think rude.
Brian, I can't help but think, mate, you know, we're here with you to recuperate, but every response to every question has had a bit of sexual innuendos, mate. Are you sure you're on the wavelength you need to be in contemporary societies, mate?
Stroked it magnificently!
Brian, it seems to be an irrelevant answer to the question. Let's keep it simple, shall we? If you were to eat a Frankfurt, how would you do it?
I'll get it as deep as I can! Boy.
Hey, Brian, settle down a bit, Brian. Can't, Brian,
no,
you need to sack in the big ones,
get
mate.
To single digits.
Okay,
oh,
come
geez.
On, okay, we'll come with me.
Get him out.
No.
Get him out of here.
Oh, no.
You're not
no,
playing rock
no,
with me,
no.
Need to apologise for that community thought that Brian just needed to suckle at the bosom. but we've made the wrong call and he's on his way. I will confirm that I will be presenting a PowerPoint display to Brian Gingles from Channel 7 to put my hat in the ring. Never neglect the community. Peter, you okay, mate? You look a little bit frazzled there, Shannon. That was unfortunate.
Yes, Jock. I think you'd do an outstanding job as a chief commentary on the Channel 7.
Thank you, Peter. Crouching one, thank you for your enforcement services just before now, mate.
Ah, welcome. I kick his ass.
Have we got a little bit more fantasy relevance to cover before we tie things up tonight, gentlemen? Hibbard, there's a few talking about Hibbard. He's been out for two now. Quite a few have him down back. His game before he was off, he only scored 73. He's about 445K. There's probably himself, Cade Simpson's in a similar boat. He's been rubbish, hasn't turned up in the last 6 weeks. I've got Jack Grimes, who I'm considering down back. Any of those boys would you consider just sticking fat with and holding on to him? Of course, most people at this stage need to, but if you've got the trades in the bank, would you be moving on some of these boys?
No, Jock. Of course, Sam Mitchell will be a very popular buy-in and owned by only 3%. Without BT in the room, I think we can mention Harry Taylor.
Yeah, I think it's safe to do that now, mate.
He is 129, 108 last two, only 415.
Absolutely.
Excellent point of difference, Jock.
He's just coming good.
Yes, and Crouching's trade manoeuvre re-ablet soundly based upon points of difference. Okay. If you are going for overall rank, then our solid points of difference will be your key mechanism to climb that ladder. However, league wins may be slightly different. Mm. Where Sam Mitchell covering those obvious buy-ins are important.
Well, he's looming like a phoenix rising out of the ashes, just so select me, here I am.
You say this phoenix out ash all the time. What does this mean? What is phoenix out ash?
Well, the phoenix, of course, is an extinct species of South American bird who well known was buried in the ashes of Mount Vesuvius. And so when one rises from the ashes, it conjures up images of rebirth, of springtime, of rabbits, of eggs, chickens, nestlings, just sort of poking their nose through the eggshells and saying, new life, bloody new life.
Ah, this crazy...
It's rebirth, Crouching One. Oh. Oh, no, in Pyanmar? Yeah. All right, what sort of animals have you got in the Pyanmar?
Okay, when Pyanmar needs yak,
yeah,
do big turd in forest, jungles,
yes,
straight from turd should spring up.
Yeah.
It's same like this.
Because it fertilises.
Yes, yes.
It's new life, mate.
Little should spring up. Shit tree, we call them. Shit tree.
Shit tree, well, there you go. It's all about rebirth. Look how mate Brian came in here. He has been exposed for probably needing a bit of counselling with contemporary society, let's say. He'll go off and he'll learn. He'll suckle at the bosom at the teat of wisdom and he'll come back rebirthed. You know, that's where the phoenix in the ashes comes from, Sam.
Oh, I think we end this conversation, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Peter, for your wisdom here today. I'm sorry about Brian. Made the wrong call. Maybe I shouldn't have brought him in today.
Thank you, Jock. His moustache was clashing with yours somewhat.
It was a little bit crouching one. Thank you, mate.
Ah, welcome.
Community, have a wonderful week. Start concentrating and steeling yourself for Supercoach and Fantasy Footy Finals. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Time low.